the dialect of North Elmham, Norfolk. Mr. Edward J. Dawson, a native, age 74, retired gamekeeper and smallholder, recorded in his home by W.N. Francis on the 1st of February, 1957.
Right.
Well, that, what we call a mouse hunter, about here, well, I believe they're practically extinct now.
Yes.
And there's was some in Hampshire, what they say, but they didn't call them the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stoot, he's a long fella, white throat,
mm-hmm.
belly, dark chestnut back,
mm-hmm.
with darker stripe down the middle, long black tail,
mm-hmm.
and chocolate marks on his muzzle,
mm-hmm.
and often they turn white in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I catch five or six in various stages of white and brown.
Mm-hmm.
But the weasel, he's a little chap, he's about 6 inches long and uh-huh. a tail about an inch and a half.
Uh-huh.
He's all brown, bare throat,
mm-hmm.
a little bit underneath. And the male is some bit bigger than the female.
Mm-hmm.
What is the colour underneath then?
Yellowish white, creamy
yes,
white
yes.
on the throat, and fight like the very devil. I
mm.
But Mr. Mouse Hunter, he's as long as a weasel. Well, they ain't much thicker than your finger.
Mm. They're slender. Mm.
And he got a little black tail, but the other customers, well, a chocolate tail, but the other customers have got tail the same colour as the
mm.
other part.
Another
one, a chocolate colour and a face just like a weasel, or a stoat, only a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another bloke I saw down on the meadows there one day, not, well, about a couple of years ago, ain't I told you about him.
Who was that?
I don't worry about it. I'd never seen one before. Funny thing, I was reading in a book about some animals, and to come across of it, that is a black vole.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the lovely little customer you ever see here. I think he's about between 5 and 6 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
With no hair from his hocks or his knees, and we see, to the feet.
Mm-hmm.
They're pink.
Mm-hmm.
Pink nose and a pink tail.
Yeah.
The other part is black as coal.
Oh, yeah.
The loveliest fellow you ever saw in your life. He was putting a snare down again the edge of the dike. When I set my foot on, he come out the hole and sat looking at me. That was, I never seen a brute like you before.
Yeah.
I don't know what you have. I don't know, he made out when I was reading this book.
Yes?
Oh, they used to pay the women half in a bushel, picking the stones off the new lays.
Mm-hmm.
They all just put a bushel skep at the bottom out. They'd fill that full and lift the skep up and leave a little heaps.
Yes.
So Wade was keep here then. And he was coming along with us. Dog along with him now. Gun under his arm. So how are you going on there? Because how is chucking these out of the tumbler? Well, all right. They's like to have a job like you, I got. Boy, never doing a whack. Just walk about a dog on the arm and a gun run the side on you.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone writing that woodcock never bred in Norfolk.
Mm.
But there was an old chap, he'd been looking over that land years ago, and he was then, well, let's see, that was 1914. He was 75 or 6 years old. Yeah, he'd never been in keeping all his life. He'd never known one to next in Norfolk. Well, that, his man was a son of his.
Mm-hmm.
So he went over and told him, and the old boy biked over the Sunday morning away in Thasford and had a look at him. He says, woodcock's here enough.